cartoonish.
Mm.
Yeah.
That sounds neat.
I'll be a roboticist.
You're gonna be a roboticist?
Yeah. I'm gonna be a scientist. I'm gonna be a scientist.
Mm-hmm. Like his pop, yeah, like his dad.
And Ross is gonna be what are you?
A slack of bed.
No.
And Ross is gonna be a slack of bed like mom.
No, Ross isn't like that. Ross is gonna
Mark, I'm going to earn more money than you are, because I'm going to be a cartoonist.
I'm going to earn more money than you are, because I'm going to be a scientist.
Scientist.
So what? But I don't earn as much as Dad.
Yeah.
Charles, I'm sure it's probably you earn more.
Oh, yeah, top cartoonist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna be the top scientist.
Wouldn't you be something that?
I've got a businessman. You want to earn a lot of money?
Top?
You want to earn a lot of money?
What? What do you earn a lot of money at and only you're mediocre?
Businessman.
You could be a mediocre businessman and you'd earn lots of money.
Come on.
And then if you were a top businessman, you'd earn an insane amount of money.
Don't fool around with big boys.
You know that?
Come on. Mm-hmm. You're just causing trouble if you start a fight with us.
Yeah, for yourself.
Causing trouble.
He's the one who's doing it.
We know what he's doing. You see what we see what's going on.
Calm.
Shh. Kisses. I see little kisses. I see some little kisses. I need
to. Okay.
That was so lovely.
Coming.
I didn't want to.
No, please,
no,
I don't need kisses.
No! You and I decided that both of the boys are getting into the absolutely horrible
stage. No way.
You know the stage that they're getting into? The absolutely horrible stage. Ross.
Let's do this somewhere else.
That's for cover. Okay. Mine is yucky.
I'm gonna
hold up, Jake.
Who's guy didn't get killed? Which guy didn't get killed?
Somebody murders a guy when no one's around. Some guy could quickly come in and say, did you murder him?
Yeah.
And you'd say,
oh no.
No?
Yeah.
And if the angel went up saying he killed me, that means that the guy who killed the person was a devil.
Mm-hmm.
And the other person was an angel. And if the devil went down, and it said, he killed me. It lied.
Mm-hmm.
He lied.
Right.
He's the devil. And the other guy is an angel. Or if he said, it goes down saying, he didn't kill me.
Mm-hmm.
He lied.
Mm-hmm.
The guy did kill him.
Right.
Right.
So who's the guy who's lying? The person that gets killed, or
the devil.
Or the murderer?
Sometimes the devil lies. The devil lies, and the guy who really did murder the other guy lies.
Mm-hmm.
Not the guy who is honest.
How about the guy who gets killed? Does he ever lie?
No.
No. We have no reason to lie, right?
What?
We have no reason to lie.
Mm-hmm.
Are you an angel or a devil? You're a little angel, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
No. What about Ross? Oh, wait, one up, one down. Sometimes he's a little devil, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he's an angel, though.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm a little devil too.
No. Not you. You're only an angel. Oh well, sometimes, but, you know. Most of them.
Why you caught a message?
Hmm?
Why you caught your message?
Yeah, what?
The message.
Yeah. How about Mama?
Did you think you really saw that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
What?
Maybe this could, what if this was true? There's 100, there's thousands and thousands of bats in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And one is Dracula.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'd be neat if it was true.
It would?
Mm-hmm.
And what if they came into your house, into your room?
Tried to kill him. Actually, if I was going to get killed, I'd kill myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're worried about him, we can put a cross out, okay?
Mm-hmm. But never put double cross.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
Never put more than one cross on your finger. Never put more than one cross at Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
If you put three, you're definitely bad. You're definitely bad luck. Four, really bad luck.
Uh-huh.
Five, really, really bad luck. Six, really bad luck. Seven, really bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
Eight, really bad luck. Nine, really bad luck. you can have lots of bad luck if you do more than one. What?
Want some donuts?
This is one thing. It could be true that there is lots of Draculas.
Or do you want a Kudo?
I think we should.
Donuts or Kudo?
I think I want a Kudo. Dad, tell me something.
Okay.
That mouse really hates these things.
Hate what?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He does.
Do you him?
No.
Does mom? Mm-hmm. No. She doesn't him. Mm-hmm. Only Ross does. Yeah. But you know what, Dad? Your mom don't like him
as much as I do. Oh, but I do like him. Okay, have a glass of milk with Joyce, okay?
I hate the powder part.
I hate the powder, but I like the donut. Do the milk, okay?
Okay.
Okay, good morning, Mike. You know. Yes, I know.
Checks if the battery is broken or something.
Mm-hmm. It's worn out. Now, what we need is a little boy checker. Plug your little boy in. Check to see if he's worn out. Yeah.
Mom, Dad. Do you know what that was? That song was.
The one's going, the one's going.
The Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh, really? That's the Lorne's tale.
The Alfred Hitchcock song is
The Lorne's Tale.
The Bear is Picnic.
Oh.
It is? Mm. Same.
It isn't one poem.
Same.
I can't.
That's same.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
You sure it is?
Next time we watch Alfred Hitchcock, we'll tell you. Next time we watch Alfred Hitchcock, we know what it is.
We'll listen to Alfred.
Yeah. But it does sound like the words, but it's not, though. I mean, they are different.
Yeah. Yeah, mom's right. It sounds awesome.
But it's the same as Picnic.
No. Teddy Bear Picnic. Oh, you're right, it's the Teddy's Bear
Picnic. Let me speak to you.
That's not a phone call. Let me speak to you. But what is the talking in the picnic thing? How they talk.
Bring in something that wants up the square.
Instead of just the music of it.
No, just words. I mean, all they have to do.
But what does it mean? What do the singing...
When you listen to music, it's supposed to tell you a story, even though it doesn't have any words. And it's supposed to use your imagination.
You have imagination, don't you?
No, well, yeah, but not much of one like that.
No. Last night you had pretty good imagination.
I always do, but not like that.
Yeah. I see.
Not for music?
No.
Not to guess things that aren't true.
I have imagination about goblins and spooks.
He does things. He can guess things that aren't true just fine.
Can you guess things that aren't true?
Yeah.
Like what?
Something like a three-headed blob.
Mm-hmm, right. That's pretty good.
It's like a half of a three-headed dragon and a half of a jellyfish. It's like that.
Of a jungle?
And it floats long on the jellyfish part.
On the what part?
Hey, jellyfish part. Okay. And then anything tries to eat it.
Yeah.
If anything tries to eat it, the three mouths start biting the thing. That would be me if it... That'd be me. I would like to be one of those.
Because
I could bite my way out of the net.
You brought in the check one.
And when it went out of the ocean, all the three heads, all of the necks of the head, all of the necks of the head, I mean all of the neck would go next, the necks would stay on the jellyfish part to keep, and the three heads would jump off, and the jellyfish part. Then the jellyfish part would be on top, and it would be like there was three legs for the jellyfish, and then the three heads jumped on the jellyfish part.
I see.
So it would be dragon, jellyfish, dragon.
Mm-hmm. Like beads on a little.
What?
Like beads on a little post.
Right.
Then what would happen if I put it in my dish?
Might blow up.
I would like to be more of a
jellyfish. Let's see. Let's see what happens.
No.
How come?
I wouldn't want to be a jellyfish.
No, a jellyfish. The dragon, half jellyfish one.
Ross, could you bring me the sugar?
It certainly is.
Presto! Jesus!
Wait.
Ross, could you bring me the sugar? Thank you. Ross, could you please eat some breakfast now? Ross, don't let go, Ross. Let go, Ross. Breakfast. No, no, Mark. Give it to Mark.
Please.
No.
Ross, thank you, everybody.
No, Mark, you please eat breakfast.
Mom wanted it.
No, actually, Daddy really did.
Then how come Dad said that Ross wants it? I want
the
white tea.
Mm-hmm.
I want the white tea.
No, it's Jason Reading Day, boys. Right now. Yes, sir.
Pass sugar!
Pass
sugar!
They're going to sit there and read. They're going to read on the way, but read in the lobby.
Okay. But can't we watch One Life to Live?
Are you into Soap Smart?
Yeah. Well, only One Life to Live.
Well, why do you like that?
Yeah.
Do you
think? Because it's sort of like an adventure thing. It makes it exciting.
You better eat some food. Okay. You know that sugar gives you cavities.
But that's okay because he's going to brush his teeth yikes afterwards.
Okay, you have to mix it. No more. No, that's enough.
I didn't mean to.
That's enough. Sugar over on the other place. Sugar over
sugar
on the other.
Away.
Away. No, Mark.
Oh.
No, you've got enough sugar there for a whole army.
All in one lump.
What do you want to do? Put sugar in like that. Sugar.
He shook his head.
Of course not.
What? Sprinkle sugar?
That's what you get for not giving a boy a little more sugar. Bonking into the trees.
The flying squirrel did?
Yeah.
Why did he do that?
I don't know.
Was he a nut? Was he a little
Seems
nut?
Seems like it.
That's crazy. I think I remember that story. Where was that story?
I think it was a library book.
Oh yeah, the crazy flying squirrel or something like that was called, right?
I think it was called the flying squirrel.
It wasn't called Squirrel Nutkin, was it?
Yeah.
That's Ross's book. Okay, here we are. We've got to mail Grandpa's present for him, okay?
Okay.
That's the first thing we
can do. Can you keep this place?
Yeah, sure. Don't you want to bring it up to my room to read?
Okay.
You hold it, okay? So you read it. And,
I'll go out my way.
You can go out your way.
Roll up the windows and take it with you.
So we don't have any robbers come and take our stuff?
Well, there's one thing.
What's that?
Robbers mostly don't come. They mostly don't break windows.
That's right.
They mostly don't,
yeah.
And if you take your keys, they can't drive the thing.
That's right. So if we do all that, then we're not going to be in trouble, right?
Yeah. It's better than having our cars here today. Our cars cost more money than all the stuff we bought.
That's right.
This car costs much more money.
That's right. Come on out. And all the stuff that's in the car, right?
Yeah.
We're not worried about that. Oops.
Yeah.
You're not the special trick. No, don't do that. Then you'll never get out. No, Mark. I'll show you how to do it. No, Marky. Then you won't be able to get out. It won't work that way. Okay, hold it like this. Okay, hold it when you close it. You want to do it? Hold it up while you close it. Pretty good. No, didn't work. Let me show you. Daddy will show you.
Here, I'll show you.
Hold it up and close it hard. Good. See how it works?
Yeah.
Okay, can you carry my lens?
Okay.
Okay. Now we're all set?
Good. You should go like this. Because it could...
Drop out?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think it will on this one because there's not that much heavy stuff in there.
How much is this?
In that bag? There's just an applesauce. There's nothing really, really heavy. Okay, let's go up this way. No, today it's not school. The students are on vacation. Ooh, careful. Students are on vacation now. That's why there's not. Yeah. Summertime. They're on. Just like you have vacation.
Yeah.
Same thing in college. Kids have vacation.
Yeah, but not that much as me and Austin.
No, they don't have quite as much vacation. But almost. Almost as much.
Well, not really.
Yeah, they do. They do, really. Actually, they do.
We have to work when we have to go to school.
Uh-huh, yep.
What if they just not go to school?
Well, you had to go to, in fact, you guys didn't get all off because you went to summer camp, right?
Right.
Well, sometimes the college kids go to summer camp, too. Yep, just like you and us. Like, you know those teachers that you had? Those were college kids. And they, here we go. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Say hi to Jeff. Come on. Oh, boy. He's busy. Their old style line is Jeff.
Yeah, I'm looking for Nelson's book.
I don't have Nelson's book.
You what?
I don't have Nelson's book.
I remember.
Uh-huh.
No, that was a
said something, and I didn't even know it was a joke.
But it was funny, wasn't it?
Josh laughed.
Uh-huh. What did he say?
He said that was funny.
He did.
And I said,
and you didn't know it was a joke.
I thought you hate my jokes.
Right.
And
then
said,
no.
The best.
You liked the best?
And
this way.
That was the best.
That was the best one you ever did. Uh-huh. What was the joke? Do you remember?
No. I think I said something like, how are you doing, bud?
How are you doing, bud? Yeah. Like, what's up, doc? Or something like that, yeah?
Yeah.
I see.
Or,
well, you can tell real jokes now, can't you?
I think I remember I was eating an apple and I said, what's up, dog?
An apple and what?
I said, what's up, dog?
Uh-huh. I can't.
But rabbits.
Oh, something that rabbits do? Car. You can't read it now. You have to read it after you read the other one, okay? What if you what?
I think I'll
you can have it after you finish the other one.
No, I mean
to do your reading?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you stay here and do. Okay, you can play with talk until I come back. Mama said, I didn't know that you liked cherry instead of apple, referring to the pastry, breakfast pastries that Ross likes. Ross said, it wasn't apple that I liked, it was cherry. Sort of reaffirming exactly what Mary said in her statement. What would I have said? I would have said, yep, it's cherry that I like.
It's you I like. It's you I like. Boop.
Well, how did you get the idea I like an apple, I would have said. I said that's the matter, but I wouldn't just say. Ross, is there anything about language you don't know?
Nah.
You know, let's see, for example, you know the one who I would have seen might have been George. Can you understand that?
But you didn't, Mark.
Did you understand that? The one who I would have seen might have been George.
Well, I didn't.
Yeah.
What's the general idea there, Ross?
That's like prison George.
Okay. How about... Which picture might John have said that Mary liked?
I don't like this one either.
Sorry.
This is messy business.
You can bet it is, I can see that. Which so business did Ross say that, which business did Ross say that he thought was messy?
Yeah. And then he was messy.
Is your business as messy as Ross's?
No way, Jose.
You want some jam on yours to make it messy?
This is yummy business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that.
I bet
Ross would
say,
show
his.
Yeah.
Mark
is talking about cinnamon rolls.
Right, Ross's cherry pie.
Cherry
strudel. Mm-hmm. And Daddy has toast.
That's my treat. Mm-hmm. Mark, for Dad, so he sticks as a treat.
To each his own.
What's
that mean?
For dad, food is what?
To each his own.
To each his own.
Would that
Nobody's touching this because I'm done. What would that mean?
What would it mean if I said to each his own?
I don't know.
You said yours is a treat, his is a treat, and Mark said Daddy's toast is not a treat. And I said,
oh, that means not everybody has the same. Thanks, the same.
Yep. Go ahead and wash up, Rusty.
You know what? I know what a treat is for Dad.
Yeah.
Food.
Good food.
Yeah.
Of milk that needs to be down in here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's Marty's way of asking for some milk.
My please mix, please.
Yes, little angel.
You may not be excused.
Because of bad behavior, right?
Mark was using, this is just a few seconds after that little display of conditionals.
Yeah, that ought to be downhill, the milk.
Mm-hmm.
What about the plate that ought to be out in the kitchen?
Hmm?
You take that plate that ought to be out in the kitchen out there? Okay, good one.
Jesse, this is August 16th, and I want to get a wasp out, and I said, I see a bug I want to get out. Marty said, I thought you said you were a scaredy cat. He said, I thought you said, I see a bug and I want to get out. So there's this interpretation of reduced relative clauses without the relative pronouns, relativizers. Okay, this is August 17th, Sunday morning, 9:30.
Now they're going to be quiet, aren't they?
Blah, 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 mouth. Blah, 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 mouth.
You won't let us.
through my strudel.
Everybody's strudel.
Marky cinnamon bun.
Ross.
Breakfast.
It's on recording. Didn't even record it for that. You want me to raise it? It was dirty.
Don't erase that part. We'll remember Ross the pig that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we'll remember that. We'll remember the pig. Shut up, Mom. Actually, he doesn't know it yet.
Well, maybe it's time for you now to think about what we were saying.
Well, we were talking about brushing your teeth, so what did we say?
Oh, sure. I want to wash my hands.
Just imagine what we wanted to say.
When I was washing...
Well, then brush your teeth, buddy.
What is the rule about toothpaste?
You brush after practically every meal. Mm-hmm.
Except for?
Lunch is for.
Okay.
Rinse your mouth, then.
Mm-hmm.
Rinse your mouth, then. And what's the other... What is the stuff you have to stop eating?
You don't have to spit it out.
Pop, chocolate.
And candy and gum.
Well, there's that shredding. No.
Mm-hmm.
They came out with this gum called shredding. Okay. It's sugarless, but it also.
Then it says that's still not good. Isn't that right, Mom?
Well, I just want to try it out.
My dream that I chewed gum and got it all stuck in my mouth.
We're going to be totally off gum for a while. Just to have.
We're just totally off gum. I'll talk to the dentist about that, but.
We're just going to hang off gum for a while.
What I wanted to say was, you're going to brush your teeth after bedtime snack. Not before bedtime snack. That means you have to stay awake. After bedtime snack. It's no daddy carry me upstairs because I'm so sleepy I want to go to sleep.
Right.
And no, I can't brush my teeth.
Can't brush my teeth. No, it's going to be, I'm still awake.
We've all agreed that there's a bedtime snack. We stick to that. Now, the next thing we're going to stick to is that
brushing
you brush your
teeth
after that bedtime snack.
And go right up after the bedtime snack and brush the teeth.
Remember, brushing teeth is
Boy,
not
I
a simple...
I want to be skinny.
Why?
I'm not going to eat bedtime snack.
That's your choice. If you want to do it that way, that's fine with me.
Well, Mark did that yesterday, and how did you feel about that?
Terrible.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
But the other thing is that you're going to make your own breakfast in the morning anyway, except for on Sundays.
I'll keep on doing it, Dad.
On school days, you're making your own breakfast anyhow. We'll have waffles ready and we'll have...
We'll have them down where they can get them.
Yeah, we'll have things down where you can get them for breakfast so that you can do it the first thing you get up, you particularly, because you have the deadline, the early deadline.
Don't kill me.
And rinse.
Have your breakfast noted morning.
Rinse before, after lunch, but don't spit it out on the ground. Kids will get mad.
What?
Don't spit it out on. Don't take the drinking fountain and go and then spit it on the ground because they'll all get mad at you.
Well, just rinse
back in the sink?
No, just swallow it.
No, just swallow it.
Just
it's like drinking water, only before you drink your water, you go and then swallow it.
That's okay.
You're just swallowing the food that you had for lunch.
Ross, excuse me, Mom, can I interrupt you? Ross, have you brushed your teeth this morning yet? Please close the door.
Have you finished
eating? Colleen!
You are?
Yeah. So am I.
Because as soon as you finish, well, what, they haven't been excused yet, so.
No, they haven't. They've been good too long.
Well, this I over-toasted.
No, I've really done my part. Okay, I've got more pieces.
Want some tea?
No.
I had whole.
You got some milk?
Three
hands. Would you like some milk? It's good for you. It builds strong teeth.
I don't need.
You want to get him a glass of milk?
Yes.
I can't tell what he wants.
Is that milk in there?
No, it's cream.
I don't want milk.
Could you take your dishes out, please?
No. Okay.
And I know you'd be sweet enough to take this for me, too.
But yeah. Nobody says I am that careful.
Oh, you're careful. I know you are. Thank you, Mark. And now if you could go brush your teeth with floss. You didn't eat that other bun, did you?
Oh, I did. Oh, yeah. I'm going to save it. You wouldn't dare give it to Mom, would ya?
Sorry.
Sneak a peek and eat.
Sneak a peek and eat?
Just take a little itsy bitsy bite out of it.
I guess I'm gonna eat these.
Cliffy, are you allowed to?
Hard on my teeth.
Are grapes? Why?
They're worse. They hurt. My teeth, when they put these braces in, they loosen up.
Oh yeah, this tooth is real loose. And it hurts like heck when I bite.
Does it?
Ow! I thought his skin got stuck in his braces.
I think we may have to have blueberry pancakes tomorrow.
No, please.
Boys, I want you to go brush your teeth.
Mark, Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Ross is eating.
Yeah, okay, Mark can go then.
He's already gone to do that.
Oh, good.
I think you better come and clear your table, your place.
I'm cleaning up the whole place, Mary.
Dad, you always do that before you can take your table in there. I mean, here.
Supposed to do that first, right?
Yeah.
As you walk in.
Right. I'll walk them in.
No, no, I thought you were going to walk the dishes in. Mark, that's the closest.
I'm hoping that